B-Pod Studios.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
It's 1 o'clock. You're listening to 97.5 The Fanatic. WPEN Burlington, Philadelphia, broadcasting from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast. We are a Beasley Media Group station. Agent Scott Boras recommends that his clients refuse Major League Baseball's attempt to cut salaries, claiming that team financial issues caused by the coronavirus pandemic had their origin in management debt financing. In an email obtained by the AP, Boras wrote that players should not alter terms of their agreement from March 26th. He said that, remember, quote, games cannot be played without you.
Mm-hmm.
Players should not agree to further pay cuts to bail out the owners. Let owners take some of their record revenues and profits from the past several years and pay you the prorated salaries you agreed to accept, or let them borrow against the asset values they created from the use of those profits players generated. End quote.
That's a good agent.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's his job.
Right.
Yeah, that's why he's a rich man. For not hitting a single pitch,
right,
ball, but taking a piece off the top.
He's doing well. He's doing well for himself.
Taking a piece off the top, Scotty. Well, you knew what side he was coming on. I just don't want to hear. I don't want to hear it.
Right.
Like, I understand. First of all, he's got to say that, right? He's got his client's best interest, right? Nobody's in the market to get back. Well, the owners have bailed out. You know, whatever. And I'm not crying. I won't shed a tear for the owners. That's for sure, because he's right about the fact. Go ahead, bar against what that franchise is worth. It certainly is appreciated. So over the past several years, but I don't want to hear about it, Andrew. And only baseball would do that, right? Only baseball would shoot itself July the 4th.
Yeah.
Right? Like, you think, all right, well, baseball back July 4th. Hey, all right, let's get excited. La, 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 la. It's not coming back, dude. Do you see the owners doing a 180? I don't know. These dudes are stubborn, man.
Not 180, but I do believe they'll find some sort of an agreement. I do. There's not going to be a full year without baseball.
I said this. This is why it goes back, and we played it to start the show. Your Collegio, Andrew. You got your Yankees cap on, and then Sonny goes, what's the matter? What do you care about Mickey Mantle? Mickey Mantle makes $100,000 a year. Your father drives a bus. Mickey Mantle won't care for you. And he's right. Bryce Harper doesn't care for you, Andrew. Not a little bit.
That's not true. Me and Bryce are bros.
Right. Bryce would go, yo, bro. Yo, bro, pick up that piece of paper I just threw on the ground.
Right, right. By the way, now, can I rip the Jeter thing?
Yeah, go ahead.
I get it. We're in the middle of a pandemic, and airing stuff is difficult for some networks. But the MLB Network, starting tomorrow at 6 a.m., will broadcast 64 consecutive hours of programming in honor of Derek Jeter.
Ew.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'm out on
64 hours?
Yeah, I'm out on
that. Oh, listen, Jeter was a great player and all. Hall of Famer.
I'm out on that.
Unanimous. But come on. 64 hours?
Yeah, I'm out on that.
You want to go 10-hour? Fine. And then you want to do 10-hour the next day?
No, no.
Or 2-hour the next day? 64 consecutive hours?
That's way too much, Jeter. I'll be honest with you. I mean, I'm good, like, after an hour. Like, I don't know. I covered a lot of Jeter from, I was there. I did a lot of those Yankee plus 96 or was the first one they won. I did a lot of those playoffs. I used to do the other teams, though. I used to do, the Indians and the
way
they played and stuff. But I covered him, and he was a great guy. Like, I got to know him, and I was friendly. I used to like Mariano a lot. I thought he was cool. But they were all, like, decent guys. But I don't want to see that.
No. It's starting with Bob Costas looking back at legendary moments and then 13 signature games.
I'm out on Bob. Out. Adult Bob.
Now, can you explain why?
He has turned me off over the last 10 years or whatever.
Okay, because I'm not the biggest Costas fan, but I was once ridiculed for bringing that up. And, you know, oh, but Bob Costas back in the day was a... And I got ridiculed for it. And I was like, I'm sorry, I'm just saying what I've seen in Bob Costas, I don't like.
Really?
Yes.
You got ridiculed?
Yes.
I agree with you. I'm out on Bob. You know what I was out on him too? When Kobe passed away.
Yeah, he did. He
Bob
brought
was
up
on
the
CNN yep. for like 3 hours. It was like Kobe dies tragically, and like he's got to get on television.
Hey, and he was one of the first people to bring up the past.
Yeah, I felt like it was like, dude, you really had to go on a Sunday? Spend all that time? Like, it was almost like he, I don't know, I'm sure I'm wrong, but I'm just not a fan. I'm not a big fan. I never really liked him. He was always kind of corny, Bob. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. It's baseball season, boys.
Like Joe Buck. Joe Buck's way cooler than Costas.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
All right.
Joe Buck goes golfing.
Yeah, I mean, Joe Buck's a good... listen, we had Joe... Here's where... I was a fan of Joe Buck. You know that.
Yes.
We had Joe on the show, about a month ago?
Yeah, it was during the pandemic because he was doing the play-by-play of family home videos.
Right. So we had him on, and we had him on for about 25 minutes, if you remember.
Yeah.
Great conversation. I always like him. He's always fun to talk to. But we were talking about sports movies. And this is where I appreciate Joe Buck. I said, we were talking about guys that can't throw, right? It kills the movie. I said, dude, can you be friends with a guy who can't throw? Like, right. don't you look at him like, yeah, there's something wrong with you, man. You can't throw a ball. And he went, yes. I appreciated that. He could have took the PC approach of, everybody, some people can't throw. And we're choking around, talking to your sports nerds, like guys like sports. You can throw a ball. Can you throw a ball? Can you throw a ball? How can't throw a ball? How hard is it to throw a ball? Right?
Yeah, you should be able to throw a ball.
Yeah. Guys are sports guys. Tough to hang out with non-sports guys. What do you talk about? For the most part.
Life.
How shallow. Nobody wants to talk about life all the time. Right?
Life.
Nobody wants to talk about life.
Politics.
Nobody wants to talk about life or politics. No way.
Stock market.
Yeah. Let's see. I don't want to talk about any. I want to talk about sports. All right.
Last week's episode of The Big Bang Theory.
I'm out of that. Well, no, we'll talk movies or something, whatever. You know, it's some entertainment, but.
Yes.
Like, because guys prefer lighthearted conversations.
Yes.
Once in a while, you get heavy. That's cool. But for the most part, you want to get away from the stress of life.
Yes.
And you want to talk sports.
Yes.
That's why there is such a thing as Sports Talk Radio. mind you.
Hello.
Right?
That's us.
That's it. Josh, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Hello, Josh.
What's going on, guys?
What's up, Josharu?
What up? Chunas, I'm heading down to your neck of the woods. About to go play golf at the Brigantine.
Oh, all that's right. Awesome. Where are you going?
Brigantine. Brigantine Links.
Oh, beautiful. Good
My buddy's
you.
Staying down
Love
the
that
store.
Course.
I haven't seen him in a while, so we're going to head. It's pretty cheap because it's windy and
yeah.
Might rain today, but whatever.
My buddy is right off. Tooch lives right there, Chunas. Right on the backs to the course.
There you go.
Break his window.
I might. I haven't played in a while. I wanted to chime in on the baseball stuff. I kind of tend to side with the players, but I do agree with you because, like, I don't want to hear it. Why I'm so intrigued about, like, the hockey restarting, like, we didn't hear any of the negotiations. They kept it so quiet. They got it done behind the scenes. And it is what it is, and now I'm more pumped about the hockey playoffs than I've ever been because I've been hockey's been fourth on my list, a distant fourth as far as sports, but I'm really excited for them to get back. I'm sick of all this petty baseball negotiations, although I kind of side with the players.
Yeah, I understand where they're coming from when it comes to just the principle of the situation, but I had no violins because I also think half of them are creeps anyway. You know what I'm saying? And they're right. Selfish. Like, just the idea. Oh, we'll play 7-inning games. Oh, yeah? You know? It's like, go scratch, dude. I don't want to watch you play 7-inning games.
I think we could all appreciate, like, when they initially agreed to the prorated salary, like, that's what makes sense. It makes sense for them. It makes sense for us. Like, as fans, like, yeah, any other business or any other, that's what they would do. You know, the owners coming back and trying to, slide under and do that, makes me side with the players. But, like, now I don't get the petty stuff like, oh, you're going to come at us? All right, now we're going to come at you. And it's just going to be a back and forth now. It's going to get uglier, in my opinion.
I agree. And we don't have the stomach for it. And that's why, let's go Flyers, right?
Can I get a salutation before you let me go?
Yes, you can. Give me a salutation, Chunas.
All right, let's go with...
You still have one of your... You have your homie versus young ball in the balance.
All right, so we'll go two then here for Josh. Josh, I trust you. You go homie or you go young bull?
So I used to use bull a lot. I never really used young bull. Are they two in the same or...
Yes.
Okay, so then I would have to go bull. I've used young bull, but
bull.
I think, yeah.
Not bull. Bull. B-A-U.
Bull.
Young bull.
Yeah, I'm going with that one. I'm going with that one.
All right. You're down out, Chunas.
Thank you.
I mean, homie's a classic, though. If I dare argue, right?
Wasn't a homie guy.
All right.
Yeah, I'm anti-homie.
All right, give me another one.
All right, we'll stick with another 311. Let's go, yo. What's up, yo? Or ace?
Yo.
What's up, yo? I agree. Ace was the 11?
Yes.
Yeah. I remember putting yo high. That's a good move right there.
How about that, young bull?
Yeah, you rigged it.
Rigged? How? You gave me one. You gave me one.
I really have no horse in the race. I don't care.
I got all my money on Young Bull to win it all.
As long as my man got through, because I love my man.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to lose. My Young Bull's going to lose next round, probably. It's facing my man.
Ah, well. I'm saving my challenges for that.
Ah, of course.
If I got to rig that. I will. I like my man. Did you see the story about Esteban Loaiza?
No.
You know this story?
No.
Dude, they caught. You know, he pitched forever, right?
Yes.
He was driving. He was in a parking lot. Right? In San Diego. 6 miles north of the Mexican border, February 2018. And they got him for being a drug mule. How about this? They search his Nissan Quest minivan, and it contains 44 pounds of cocaine in the rear floor panels underneath baseball bags.
Wow.
Esteban Loaiza was a drug, 44 pounds of cocaine.
Had a nice arm.
At Loaiza's sentencing, the prosecutor claimed that he was broke after making $44 million in his baseball career.
Wow.
He told the court he had 4 cars and 0 properties.
Oh, my God.
I mean, he pitched for 15 years.
Yeah, he went 21-9 in 03. Came in second in Cy Young voting.
That's unbelievable.
By the league in strikeouts, 207.
44 pounds of cocaine. That he's in and he pitched until he was like, what, 38 years old, something like that? That's unbelievable.
36, yeah. Played 14 seasons.
14 seasons.
Yeah, something went wrong. They go broke after making 44 mil, man.
Yeah. That's crazy, man. He had spent $145,000 on hotels and airfare for family trips. He didn't even go on the trips. And he spent $150,000 on that.
My God, really?
Is that unbelievable? Wow, that story is outrageous. All right, we got some, before we get back to the phone lines, we got some requests. The requests on the scoring system from yesterday.
Oh, yes.
So we had the top 5 teams of the last 20 years. I had, it all started with, I was looking at profootballreference.com. And I was just looking at the Eagles seasons. And it dawned on me that they only had 4 losing seasons in the past 20 years.
Right.
And then you look at all the playoff berths, and it was so impressive. And I thought, wow, I bet you the Eagles are the second most accomplished team of the 20s. And then we wound up doing a scoring thing.
Right.
Nikki helped out on, one of our fine listeners, and we wound up doing a scoring thing where you got 20 points for a Super Bowl win, 10 points for a Super Bowl loss, 5 points for a title game loss, and then 3 for divisional round, 2 for wild card, and you got 1 point for every win.
Right.
Well, that was the scoring system.
So you could, if you won the Super Bowl, you actually accumulated 30 points because we did 10 for the Super Bowl berth in general plus the 20 for the win.
Right.
So if you want, so the Eagles in 2017 accumulated 30 points just for winning the Super Bowl. 20 right. for the win, 10 for the berth. And then we also gave a point for every regular season win.
So let's look at what we got.
I did all 32 teams.
You did all 32? Oh, you're the man.
I did all 32 teams. I thought, why, go big or go home. You know what I'm saying? I had a t-shirt that said that when I was like 12. Live by that t-shirt.
That's fantastic.
Doesn't fit anymore.
Fantastic.
All right. So as you could guess, the New England Patriots finished first. In the 20 years, they won 237 regular season games.
Holy moly.
The point system landed them 565 points.
Oh, my God.
Now, you might go, oh, well, you know, points, 565. The Steelers finished second, 356 points.
Oh, my God.
So, based off of our point total.
9 points more?
Yep, the Patriots.
Oh, my Lord. How many wins Steelers have total?
205.
205. Eagles had 190.
Yeah, so I have every, I have the overall score plus, and I also have the regular season wins. So Patriots, 237 regular season wins in 20 seasons, 565 overall points.
All right, Steelers 205 and 356. 200, that's amazing.
Correct.
Baltimore third?
Baltimore third, 186 wins accumulated to 320 points.
Wow.
Your Eagles were fourth.
Oh, over Seattle.
Yes, a little bit over Seattle.
So Eagles 190, and how many points? 305?
313.
313.
The Colts were right behind them.
That's right, 312.
With 312, but they had 197 more wins. They had 197 wins, so 7 more wins. But that just means the Eagles had much more off-season success.
Yeah, playoff success, yeah.
Packers were sixth with 310 points. They, too, had 197 wins.
Damn, they had 197, huh?
I remember when we went through it, they had like 7 or 8 wild card losses in the last 20 years.
Yeah.
The Seahawks then come after the Packers with 303 points, 182 regular season wins.
That makes sense because they had some lean years like the early part of the 2000s.
Right.
Remember, guys, this is the last 20 years that we're doing.
The 2000 season through the 2019-20 season.
Right.
So that's the Seahawks. Now we're out of the 300-point total. Denver, 273 points. And that's, you know, early 2000s, they had some decent years. And then Peyton really won them a lot.
That defense, 273 is big.
And they,
how many wins?
182, tied with the Seahawks.
Damn, I wouldn't have guessed they're tied with the Seahawks. So that's 8. I'm trying to think. The Chiefs in the top 10?
They're close, just outside at 11.
Hold on, let me just see who else is in the top 10. So the top 10 would have to be... There's got to be another NFC team. How about the Niners?
No, they're top 15, I think.
Oh, Saints. What am I saying?
Saints are 9th.
Yeah.
Or no, sorry, 10th. 267 points, 183 wins.
183.
Yep, wow. With 267 wins. Bad playoff performances. The Giants were 9th.
I was going to ask you, but the Giants lost a lot of games.
They only won 158 games.
Damn.
But because they got to the Super Bowl 3 times. Remember, they got it in 2000 and lost.
Right.
And then the other two, they won. So the Giants, 158 wins, but 271 points puts them 9th.
Yeah, that's the only... That's the only fly in the score, in the ointment of the scoring system. You know?
Right.
Because in reality, you should probably weight wins a little bit more. But you should have 2 points a win. You know that?
Yeah, but I don't want to take away from...
I mean, we're not going to change it now.
You know, winning Super Bowls, right?
I'm not going to change it now, but I'm just saying, the victory, I mean, it's impressive. I mean, like, the Eagles won 237 games.
Yeah, it's
dude.
Incredible.
Like, that's outrageous. How about they win 237, and then, you know, Brady turns, he's gone.
Right. They won 80 more games, 79 more games than the Giants.
That is... We haven't talked about it the way it should be talked about, but until we see it and we see Brady in a Tampa uniform, like, that's insane.
It's going to be really weird.
Right? That's insane. And listen, I hate him. Like, I would side Belichick over Brady. Like, I think he's way more the reason they won. Even though he's the GOAT. Let's talk about Corbelese Bakery, shall we? Oh, Corbelese, Corbelese, Corbelese. When it comes to great tomato pie, everybody's got to have a go-to guy. My go-to guy, clearly, Corbelese Bakery and Deli. Oh, man. Since 1924, the Corbelese family has been perfecting the tomato pie. What a great item, tomato pie. You know what makes it great, too? It's perfect for the summertime. It's light. You can eat it three ways. You can eat it cold, hot, room temp. Oh, man. You walk into one of their four locations that Corbelese Bakery has. Man, oh, man. You're going to see it. You're going to smell it first. Cook it in the oven. The baking bread with the olive oil and the fresh tomatoes and the dusting of cheese and the fresh basil. Amazing. The four locations, Norristown, Limerick, Audubon, and Douglasville. And don't forget that you can have your event catered by Corbelese Bakery and Deli. Your guests will be talking about how great the food was. Perfect for any gathering. Desserts ridiculous. You're going to love them all. All the great teams have a go-to guy when it comes to great tomato pie. My friends at Corbelese Bakery and Deli, my go-to guy. See more at CorbeliseBakery.com.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
1 o'clock hour brought to you by the Rothenberg Law Firm. Philly proud, Philly strong, and celebrating 50 years serving the people of Philadelphia. Visit injurylawyer.com.
All right, welcome back. Cause Radio with the Jonas. Yeah, hanging out. Let me get a couple people up, and then I want to hear where the Cowboys were on this list. I'm real curious. They gotta be down. I gotta kind of go through it in my head. But they gotta be well down. They gotta be bottom third or at least bottom half. Let's go to Doug in Williamstown. Dougie, how you been,
Hello,
Dougie?
How you doing, Ant?
Good to hear from you, pal.
You too, my friend. How you doing?
Good, real good.
All I have to say to you is Herb Cross, Phyllis George, and our good buddy Brent Musburger back in that day. It didn't get any better than waking up to them, did it, Ant?
The best.
How about you live from Veterans Stadium?
I know, that look-in was the greatest. I had Brent on not long ago, about six months ago, whatever it was, and we talked about the look-in, and he, made it up because it was the first time the CBS had the capability to go live. And so he just said, you're looking live. And guys like you and I, Dougie, we ate it up.
Well, my grandmother, so I used to be at her house on the weekend. She couldn't pry me away from that. The food had to be delivered to the family room. I was not leaving from when Brent started to talk until the last game of the day, I wasn't moving.
Now, let me ask you a true Philadelphian question. How did you pronounce the room that is spelled P-A-R-L-O-R?
Promenade?
No. P-A-R-L-O-R.
Parlor?
The parlor.
The parlor. There you go. The right? parlor. You were breaking up when you were spelling it.
I got you. That's all right.
Yeah, the parlor, man. The parlor.
That's it.
But absolutely. But and you guys were playing the guy earlier kind of got me with the 60s game, which I've seen that game. I watched that game a few times because that's back from my grandfather's era and all that. But to say that they were real football players, I mean, I don't like the ticky-tack call sometimes on the hit to the quarterback. But if those players actually, they were dirty. I mean, if they actually played that way today, there'd be murders on the field with the shape that these athletes are on. You're talking 4.240s or 4.440s at 250 pounds. I mean, if Donovan McNabb played back then, he'd have been the biggest guy in the league.
I know.
No, you know what I mean? Clemson was bigger than the entire defense. I mean, it wasn't the same as what it was. They would go to the car dealership and smoke cigarettes after the game.
Right. You're so right, brother. I agree with you. And listen, no disrespect, you know?
No, not at all. Not at all. But when you're training for something year-round compared to a half a year, and it's just a totally different animal. Again, the animals, the baseball players. I mean, I got an 86-year-old mother sitting in the house crying to see her Phillies. She can't wait. You know how much joy that would bring to so many people? They need to get off their high horses and go to work. I mean, we're all working, Anthony. I don't understand what the problem is. I mean, and again, I don't care what you want, what you need. This time, fight for it on a normal year. But right now, just do what you got to do and shut up, is my opinion.
Yeah, I hear you. You know, they're not going to, you know, again, that they're not going to look at it like that. But I understand you just don't want to hear it. And that's the problem. And you think about baseball, Doug, and you think, all right, well, you know, how hard is it? You know, we understand the bottom line. There's no fans, and we understand that there's less games. So just make it work and come back.
And I might not come back after the chance. And you know what a baseball, I've been listening to baseball. I can remember sitting on my grandfather's front porch watching the West, listening to the West Coast games on the transistor radio in the middle of the summer. And they're my best memories. But if they do it again to us, man, I might not come back. I really might. I mean, it's getting to that point. They're so selfish. And I'm a union member. And I believe in the union. I believe in the unions. But at this point, they're getting enough of the pie. I mean, it's just play. What do they actually work, Anthony? If you figured out a game, what does a baseball player actually work during that game? 5 minutes?
Yeah, I hear you. I know. I get you, and I understand where you're coming from with the thing. I really do. But, you know, I don't know what to tell you. I mean, unfortunately, I think it's going to be a sweat whether or not they come back. And, you know, Dougie, thanks for the call as always. Could you imagine, like, you know, he's probably not alone. He says he's not coming back. You buy it?
I'm sure there are people that won't come back. I don't know Doug as a person. I don't know if he just says that. Like, a lot of people, like, I'm done. Like, you know what I mean? Like, we right. all know the person that says, oh, I'm done. I'm not watching the Eagles again this year because they started 0-3. And, you know, and then you're watching the fourth week. Right. But I'm sure there are some people, yes, that will go, you know, it's the people that were already borderline fans. Like, they kind of watch because there's nothing else on. But they'll still find something else to do. Maybe three innings go by and they're like, all right, I can go do something else now. I'm sure there's a lot of people that are going to be like, you know, I'm out. What's the point? Especially if NBA and NHL are playing during that time.
Yes.
The diehard fan is not going to leave. There may be some people, maybe. Very, very minimal amount of people that are diehards that are like, wow, this really rubbed me the wrong way. I'm done. But I don't know. I don't think so. I think it's more so the fringe fan that already kind of doesn't like baseball, and now this is an added bad taste in their mouth, and they're just like, all right, it's you know, what's the point? I already kind of don't like it. Why bother?
Yeah. I think they're not going to come back. I think most of them won't. I know that disagrees with what you're saying, goes against what you're saying. I think people get used to being without.
You're right.
Right? Like,
you're right.
This town, now you were young. You were just being born. When the strike hit, this is one of the towns where it hit the hardest.
Right. Like, well, it's also right after 93 season, right? You get to the World Series.
But it, again, it was never the same at the vet. Baseball died at the vet.
Right.
I never forget, you know, I was a kid who grew up the vet, right? And I wanted to do a story because it was so profound to me that because of the strike, baseball died in Philadelphia. I told you the story.
Yep.
That at the other station, they didn't let us talk baseball.
Yeah.
That's how little interest people had. Now, if you go away now during a pandemic, you think the guys like Doug are coming back? Like, listen, I'm a sucker. I'll be back, but that's because I'm a sucker.
Well, Doug says he's a big diehard baseball fan. I'm sure a diehard baseball fan would come back.
I don't know, man. I don't know. All right, 610-632-0975. 610-632-0975. It's how you reach us. It's Cuz Radio with the Jonas right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, welcome back. Quarter to two. Hanging out. By the way, our playback was brought to you by Judas.
Well, of course, brought to you by American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning. And I can't wait to tell you more about American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning because they've been doing a great job bringing us our playbacks every day at 12:20.
Yeah, it's been fun.
On the midday show, Cuz Radio with the Chunas. They, of course, visit AmericanStandardAir.com to find experienced heating and air conditioning dealer in your area today. Right?
They are. They're terrific.
They're amazing.
Poll update.
The poll that we put out yesterday, and of course, Poll of the Day is brought to you by Marvin E. Cans Heating and Air Conditioning. Marvin E. Cans Heating and Air Conditioning is open and able to assist you with any emergency service and replacement needs, including installation of air scrubbers and other air quality products. Visit MarvinEcans.com today. We put out the word-for-word poll regarding baseball. As you remember from back in, it was May 12th, we first put out the poll. And now we're at the end of the month. And the question is, if the NBA and NHL were to extend their seasons into August, could you live without the MLB? 14 minutes left to vote on this poll. 67% Ant, yes, I could live without baseball.
Wow.
33% said no. 1,500 votes on the poll.
67 to 33. What was it last time?
It was
59-41?
Yes, 59-41.
Wow. You're talking 7 out of 10 people almost.
Yep. That's not good.
And that's not a little poll either.
Ooh.
Wow. All right, let me get back to this top five. The top NFL teams of the decade. Oh, real quick. You remember I was talking about Brent Musburger and the You're Looking Live?
Yes, yes.
It's amazing. Talk about Know the Show.
Right.
I forgot this. Nick from Collinsville did not.
It's good work by Nick.
He said, Brent said the reason why he did that was to help out his gambling buddies so they can get a quick look at the weather conditions.
Right.
You're looking live at RFK Stadium where there's a strong wind blowing 15 miles an hour. Take the under. That's what Brent said. Classic. All right. Cowboys. Where are the Cowboys?
The Cowboys are 20th.
20th. Damn, that's horrible, dude.
They won 168 games. So they actually won 10 more games than the Giants. But they missed out on the playoffs a lot.
Yeah.
And then when they did get to the playoffs, they went
they failed.
Yes.
How many total points?
A total of 197 points.
Damn. Birds 313, Cowboys 197.
Yep. You asked about the Kansas City Chiefs. They were 11th with 166 wins, 234 points.
Wait, say again, one more?
166 wins, but 234 points.
Wow.
Because they win the Super Bowl, obviously, this past year.
Yeah.
They got to a couple conference championships, too.
That's a lot of points more than they won two less games than Dallas.
Yep. I'm trying to see. Well,
how about Washington's got to be horrible?
Washington is 29th.
Damn.
132 wins, 143 points.
They've only won 132 games in 20 years.
The Patriots have won 105 more games. Now, you think that's bad. At least the Bills and Lions, who were 30th and 31st, won over 100 games. The Cleveland Browns, in the last 20 years, have won a total of 99 games.
Holy moly.
They have not reached 100 wins in the last 20 seasons.
99 games?
And they had a total of 101 points because they've made the playoffs twice in the last 2 years, losing in the wild card round both times.
That's awful.
So remember, we also put out another poll yesterday whether or not the Eagles are fairly or unfairly criticized.
Yes.
61% said fairly criticized. 34% said unfairly criticized. And I also added the I never criticize option because, you know, we got the green goggles. Right. That's only 5%.
Wow, really?
The Browns, 99 wins in 20 years. Could you imagine?
No, we would go crazy. We'd be out of our minds.
Oh, my God. Yes.
We would be out of our minds.
That would, we wouldn't handle that well.
So, go through with me. Giants, so we have, in case you just tuned in, Patriots, number one, 237 wins last 20 years. These are the top NFL teams that we decided to do
with the point
last
system.
20 years. People were talking about that. I know they were talking about it in the morning. Taste Cake Dom was talking about it. So we decided to come up with this because I was just looking at Pro Football Reference. So 237 wins for New England, a total in our scoring system of 565. Pittsburgh second, 205 wins. Baltimore third, 186 wins, 320 total points. The Eagles fourth, 190 wins and 313 points. Colts right behind them. They had more wins, but one less point. So that's your top five. Packers six, Seattle seven, Denver eight, Giants nine, Saints 10.
Yeah, it's your top 10. And the Chiefs came 11th.
Right.
166 wins, 234 points. The Panthers, 12th.
Wow.
And, you know, Jake Delhomme years.
That seems high to me. I'm actually surprised. Now, again, Ron Rivera, you know, Camden went to the Super Bowl.
They only won 157 games, though. So they're like the Giants.
Yeah.
But 224 points. Because, yeah, they made a couple playoff runs with Delhomme and then Cam. And Ron Rivera's mentioned. Falcons were 13th, so you're stuck in the division. They actually won 164 games, seven more, but just 223 points. One less point. So they're pretty even. How about that? Panthers and Falcons, same division.
You know what? The NFC South is probably the best division, no? Or the AFC is the best division. The AFC North.
Yeah, you know, I would have to, I'll do that
because
after the show.
Because you have Steelers, you got Pittsburgh and Baltimore.
2-3, yeah.
2-3, so, you know. But it's impressive. The South, because the South goes 10, 12, 13.
Yeah, that's really impressive.
All right, what else you got?
49ers, 14th, just 148 wins.
Well, they had that down the real that blonde.
Yes, band. And then you know they got to the conference championship with Smith. They got to the Super Bowl with Kaepernick, and then they get to the Super Bowl last year. So they actually had back-to-back years where they got to the conference championship, one with Alex Smith, one with Colin right. Kaepernick, right? Back-to-back, or it was like 2 and 3 years. Vikings 15th with 165 wins, but just 211 points. The Titans 16th with 160 wins, 202 points. And then you go Chargers 17th, Bears 18th.
Let me ask you a question. Because the Chargers have had Rivers...
Yeah.
Most of that time.
Yeah, you could make the case. I think Rivers eventually is a Hall of Fame quarterback, but you could make the case he's one of those
slightly.
I think so. You look at his numbers, they're up there.
He's not, well, he's played forever.
I almost say he's today's.
Yeah, he's come up small, though, man.
Wouldn't you say, I guess he's kind of like today's Marino, a guy that has played.
No. Nah, Marino is way better.
I'm saying Trace. Like I'm not saying numbers wise are the same, but a guy that's been in the league for a while and never won.
Marino was a better throw. Like nobody had the quick release the way he did. We should talk about this tomorrow. That's pretty impressive. Don't forget, Mikey Miss Tyrone Nat coming up next. Our handoff brought to you by Philadelphia Hand, the Shoulder Center, specialized care for all hand, wrist, elbow, shoulder injuries and conditions. Go to PhiladelphiaHandToShoulderCenter.com. I want to dive deeply into that. By the way, congratulations. Malcolm Jenkins is delivering a graduation speech to a high school, a local Philadelphia high school. Isn't that awesome?
Awesome.
Everybody, thanks for listening. As always, we love the conversation. Be safe, and we'll see you tomorrow on a Friday.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.